Well, greetings and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team, I am Jerry Usher, and you, thank you for being there. Thank you for starting off your week, at least in part, with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It is your show. We look forward to your contributions to our conversation today, which we will get underway here in just a moment. Again, I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. Hello, Debbie.
Well, hello there, Jerry Usher. How are you? Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's coming right up already. Real fast, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. And that's what we're talking about today with our Take Two family. We want to know, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? We're a bit nosy. No, we're not nosy. We just care. Okay. We like to journey with the Take Two family. And we want you to call in and share your Thanksgiving plans are they with family and friends, or are you by yourself? Or are you just going to have a quiet day, going to the movies? What are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Are you going to mass? We'd like to know. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. And we begin this broadcast in a real somber way, Jerry. If folks have been listening to the news last night and this morning in Waukesha, Wisconsin, so sad. Their Christmas parade, SUV that drove through the parade, injuring children and a dancing granny's, presentation. There was a Catholic priest that was injured. I mean, folks were traumatized beyond belief. It was just so horrible. At a Christmas parade, folks, this is just so sad. Please, please, we must keep the fine folks of Waukesha. I'm just going to cry because, look how traumatizing that is for the children. They'll always remember that. This is a small town. It's a beautiful town. They look forward to this parade each and every year, and they didn't have it last year because of COVID. And then this happens. 40 have been injured. 5 have passed. And I understand some are still in critical condition. We have to keep the folks of Waukesha, Wisconsin, in our prayers today, Jerry, and going through the holidays, because I just don't know how these young children are going to recover from this.
I know. Absolutely horrible. You know, we head into a holiday season as we're discussing on the program today, trying to have hopefully an upbeat, positive, toned program, and something like this happens. There is no human explanation for this, I don't think. I think it is just a horrible act on the part of the individual who did this. And yeah, I agree with you. Our prayers, you've got the kids, you've got all of the people involved in this. And their holidays, not only this year, but maybe forever, are going to be changed and maybe ruined in some way. So lots and lots of prayers must continue to be sent up for the victims and the perpetrator of this.
Well, we have to pray also for that disturbed person that was behind the wheel. I don't know what that person was thinking or what, but the blood that's on that person, I mean, it is not good. And this is so bad. This could really cripple a town. You know, when you think about this, folks, when is it going to stop? We keep hearing about this. And then, Jerry, I just woke up when I woke up this morning, turned on the news, because we always check the news on Monday morning when we do the show. And there was another, they broke into a store in California and near San Francisco. I think it was Nordstrom's, and then in Chicago it was Neiman Marcus, and then the week before it was a Louis Vuitton. I mean, what are we doing? What is happening? You know, this is not the way to be, planning for, think about it. We have Thanksgiving this week, Jerry. Okay, we should be very grateful for all that God has given us and good stewards of what he has blessed us with. And instead, what are we doing?
We're mourning.
People.
We're mourning.
Yeah.
Morning, yeah, and
exactly,
yeah,
exactly. What's the end game, though, Jerry? What's the end game? You know, we go to Thanksgiving, we sit around the table, and we have that beautiful turkey dinner. But where do we go from there? You know, are things going to change? Maybe we should all really, really get deep. You know, maybe this Thanksgiving. How about this, Jerry? We say to our families, let's start praying the rosary on a daily basis. We need to change this. We need to transform the culture. We need to shift this, because it's not going in the right direction and it's offending God.
Yeah. Please join us in this conversation today, maybe taking a little bit of a different direction than we had planned right. when we put it on the show calendar, but we can tie this all together. Your Thanksgiving plans, how have they changed? Really, in the last couple of years, we're heading into our second holiday season. You know, with the COVID situation and last year, so much discouragement. Don't get together with family. Don't travel. Don't do this. Still a lot of that this year. But are you doing something different this year? Are you kind of back to quote unquote normal Thanksgiving celebrations this year? What exactly are your plans? How have the events of the last couple years impacted that? Maybe you want to share how you and your family are going to be even more grateful for the gift of one another because of the recent events in Waukesha and just things going on in the world today, which are just absolutely spiraling out of control. How do we enjoy the holidays? Okay. How do you plan to do that with your family and loved ones this year? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving? That's what we want to know here on Take Two on this beautiful Monday on Thanksgiving week. Please join us and dial in and be on air with us. We'd love to chat with you at 833-288-3986. Maybe you are going to... Oh, Birdie, you just hung up. Birdie, call back. Please call back. It just dropped off and we'll hold that line for you. But Jerry, maybe folks are going to say, you know, we're just going to put all the craziness of the world aside and we're just going to focus on our family during Thanksgiving. Or maybe parents are going to, or grandparents are going to decide to bring up what's going on in the world and maybe get the family to rally together and to really be a praying family, right? So, you know, any which way you approach it, we want to know, we want to learn and grow from you and your lived experiences and what you're planning for Thanksgiving. So please don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to call in for you. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986.
Okay, phone lines are open right now. And there is no show without you, the Take Two family. And we're looking forward to, I think, an impactful conversation today. Please do join us again. That number, 833-288-3986. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. A new week, a short week in terms of live broadcasts. We will be pre-recorded on Thursday and Friday, of course, for Thanksgiving and the day after. And so today we are asking you to weigh in on, you know, by now you probably got your Thanksgiving plans in place. And maybe you've been shaken by some of the events of the recent days. Maybe that's going to help to form your approach to this Thanksgiving, be ever more grateful for the ones that you love, the people that you have in your life and so forth. Again, maybe getting back to a little bit of normalcy for the holidays after maybe not doing a whole lot of anything last year. So what are your plans? How are you approaching it? 833-288-3986. Want to just mention real quickly, yeah, the EWTN Media Missionaries. Boy, do we need EWTN and Catholic radio and TV in our world more than ever. And we need to mm-hmm. get the word out, okay? So you can help to do that. Maybe you've thought in the past, how can I help to spread the word about Catholic radio and TV and our Catholic faith? Well, the EWTN Media Missionaries prayerfully take EWTN to parishes and the community through the print and electronic media that EWTN provides to you. So it's very easy. You just take the materials that are prepared already, and you can help EWTN share the good news by becoming a media missionary. Just visit EWTNmissionaries.com and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world.
So please call in and share with us your holiday plans, your Thanksgiving plans, for the Thanksgiving day and maybe for the entire weekend. Tell us what you're doing. Maybe you're putting up all the Christmas decorations right after Thanksgiving. That's what we do in the Giorgiani household on Friday right after Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to our recorded special for our Take Two family for Thanksgiving and for the Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, because I believe one of them is Matt Maher, a singer-songwriter. And I'm super excited because what I'm going to do is listen to the broadcast, and then I'm going to play Matt Maher music the entire day on Friday as I'm putting up all the Christmas decorations. So there you go. That's what I'm going to be doing. So nobody bother me on that day, Jerry. Don't call. Okay, you can call, Jerry. I would answer for you.
Oh, you would. You wouldn't make it go to voicemail. Okay.
No, not at all. Okay.
All right. Well, we have a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. Thanksgiving plans, preparations. How are things different this year? Maybe hopefully getting back to a sense of real, you know, celebration, if I can use that word, celebrating the gifts that we have, all of them coming from the hand of God. 833-288-3986. Birdie did call back in Troy, Michigan, and is up first here listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Birdie. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thank you for taking me.
You're welcome.
Yes, well, I'm excited about, excuse me, just bit my throat. Wouldn't you know, this one I wanted to get on.
Mm-hmm.
We are very excited to have our Thanksgiving this year. My husband is in hospice, and he is dying of dementia. Mm. But it's not going to spoil our attitudes or our joy of having him, for me, having him for 55 years, and my three sons having him as great dad. So we're going to celebrate with prayer and with love and with great food. They have one son that's a chef, and he always manages to make something spectacular. And my other son provide. And it's just really going to be a cozy kind of a Thanksgiving. All of our relatives do live in Milwaukee and Madison, so we never get able to get together with them in these latter years. But it's okay. We love them, and we talk to them on Thanksgiving Day, and we're just so filled with gratitude this year because this will probably be our last year with my husband, and his name is Jim.
You said Jim, Birdie?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Birdie, I hope you can feel our prayers on Thanksgiving because we want to be with you in spirit, with you and Jim and your sons and that beautiful dinner that you're going to share and the prayer, like you said, and just the probably a lot of laughter and just hugs and just appreciation for a beautiful day. You are a wonderful soul. It's so obvious.
Oh.
That you love your marriage.
Thank
you love
you.
Jim. You love your family.
Oh, yeah.
And we want blessings. We want continued blessings for you. And that's what we want. And so we're going to be there in spirit with you, Birdie. So I hope you feel us. And especially when I'm praying that Christian music, I'm going to be sending it your way from Arizona to Michigan. So you can just continue to fill the home with just beautiful thoughts and feelings during this time.
Oh, thank you so much. That's all I could ask for, our prayers. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you for taking me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Birdie. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. What, you know, Debbie, that is an amazing attitude, an amazing approach. You know, I'm sure there's much sadness around this possibly being her husband's and their father's final Thanksgiving. But looking at it in the big picture, people of faith, you know, we have much more to look forward to after this life, good Lord willing. And so that was a very touching call. That was very beautiful.
It was. This is the first Thanksgiving we'll be spending without my mom. And my mom, my mom loved Thanksgiving. She loved it. She thought it was so much fun. I think just all the different, you know, food, you know, she loved cranberry sauce. So we have to have you got to have an abundance of cranberry sauce for Connie. Okay.
I will. I'll do that in her memory.
Exactly. And it can't be the one with the little cranberries in it. It's got to be the smooth one.
Oh, okay. No whole cranberries in it?
No. Mm-mm. No, yucky.
Okay, I'll remember that. I'm not sure if I'm going to cook yet or not. I don't even know what I'm going to do yet, you know.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, well, turkeys are big, and there's a lot of leftovers after.
But you like to make soup, don't you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I could make soup.
So you could do that. There you go. Okay, where are we going next? We have full phone lines.
Yeah, full phone lines here talking today about your Thanksgiving plans. Jeannie is in Canyon, Texas, and listening to us on St. Valentine Radio. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to the program.
Hello, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
My heart was just so warmed when you just said that about the cranberry sauce, because that's exactly what my grandmother loved, was the plain kind.
Okay.
No little berries in it, but I'll be celebrating her memory this year because her birthday is the 23rd.
Oh, tomorrow.
And so, but she's passed back in 2012. But the reason I called in today is because this Thanksgiving is very special to me, because I've just gotten a diagnosis that is, you know, a little bit scary. And my family lives quite a distance, and circumstances keep me from traveling to see them. And I am keeping them in my heart and being very thankful and hoping to hear from them by phone or text. Really grateful to be celebrating this year and just being really thankful. And that's how I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year.
Well, and Jeannie, as Debbie promised Birdie last call, you know, be assured of our prayers. You know, you mentioned a health issue. We hope, we pray that it's not too serious. We're sorry that you're not able to be with family, you know, on this special day. But like you said, hopefully you'll be able to talk with them. And just be assured, you know, the Take Two family, you're part of that, Jeannie, you know. And I think I'm just feeling right now with the events of the last couple years and the things going on in Waukesha now and just the chaos and the spiraling downward of the world, I just really feel, you know, more emotional, I think, than maybe I have going in any holiday season in the past in my life, you know, because we've got to really band together. We've got to definitely be super, super grateful for the gifts that we do have and beseech the Lord for his mercy for the way things are going in the world. A lot of people are going to have very, very sad Thanksgivings and holidays this year because of things that are going on. So you'll be in our prayers, Jeannie. Debbie, go ahead.
Jeannie, I wanted to ask you, are you by chance a practicing Catholic?
I'm glad you asked. I'm working on becoming one.
Oh,
beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful.
Mainly because of this radio station and because of these shows and because of my eyes being opened. When I was a little girl, when I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a nun. When I was 12 years old, I wanted to be a nun. It's just amazing to me how... especially in the last couple of months, how I've come to realize that the Catholic faith has been drawing me all of these years.
Wow.
And that I just really celebrate that and was really thankful when I got this diagnosis that I just had a really peace about it. And so, but I am working with the church and here, with the parish here, and taking some of the classes and just really grateful for that.
Good.
And the peace that has come for over me accepting that is just it's just amazing.
Well, I can totally relate. I've had a really hard health year as well, Jeannie, and I can relate. I just shared with our dear, we have a wonderful dear friend, Father John. He's just amazing, and he loves our show, and we just love him. And I was speaking with him yesterday, and I just said, Father, I am in such a peaceful place where I'm at, and so I can totally relate to what you're saying. But Jeannie, I'm super excited. Couple things. Jerry and I, first of all, an early welcome home. Okay, that is wonderful. And then Jerry and I have a wonderful priest that we like, Father Bobby Imperial, and he's a priest from India. He's amazing, a healing priest. And he talks about reading scripture out loud, reading it out loud, the healing properties of reading the living word of God out loud, reading it aloud, okay? Super important, Jeannie, if you can put that into your daily routine, just about 10 minutes a day, just open up scripture and just read. Also, too, of course, the rosary. If you can ask the parish that you're taking the RCIA classes through, if you can ask them if you could borrow a relic, a saint's relic, and bring that beautiful saint into your home, get to know that saint, put the saint in your bedroom as you're sleeping, because that's like a long time of you resting, right? there's so many healing things. And then, of course, as you know, as Catholics, we're really big on saying offering things up. But you know what? It means everything. Okay, to align ourselves with the with Jesus and the passion of Jesus, to ask God to use us in profound ways, to use this illness or this diagnosis or whatever we're going through, the pain and suffering, and use it in big ways to help the mystical body of Christ. Jeannie, there's more work for you to be done here on this earth. I feel it. Will you stay connected with us?
Oh, yes. I listen to your radio show every day. I'm with you, always with you in spirit. I mean, lots of times I want to call and I think, no, I just need to listen because I learn so much from listening and from the way people share and how you just learn so much from, like I said, just from listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Jeannie, we're glad that you stepped up and participated today actively with your phone call, because you're right. We hope and pray. One of our main objectives of this show is that you and the other listeners and the callers, bless and inspire and edify one another. And it's great to hear that you do experience that as you were listening. But today you have taken the active role and you have inspired. And who knows how many people, Jeannie, are listening right now going through something similar, what you are, what Debbie, what you shared, and just by them sitting back and listening, maybe tears are flowing right now, maybe gratitude is welling up. Who knows how you have inspired people, Jeannie. So please take that thought with you today and take the pieces of advice that Debbie gave you. I think they were really great pieces of advice.
Oh, thank you so very much. And I just try to, every time I see someone, even though I might have on my mask, I try to smile with my eyes,
mm-hmm.
and try to give people a knowing look and just say, I may not know you, but I care about you. And I just think that's so important in this day and time. And God bless your work, and thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. Do pray for us, as we absolutely will be doing for you as well. Thank you, Jeannie, calling from Canyon, Texas.
Beautiful. Jerry, would you like to share what Tom had to say from Michigan? Thought it was interesting.
Yeah, Tom in Canton, Michigan, very generous soul, obviously, and very thoughtful, mm-hmm. mindful of his fellow man. He called in, Tom from Canton, Michigan, and he said he'll be serving plates of food to the workers at the 7-Eleven since they have to work all day on Thanksgiving, and he will spend much time in the Adoration Chapel since people don't visit on holidays.
Holidays, yeah, that's very true. Tom, that is beautiful. It shows how much you love God and how you love other people who have to really spend the day. That really bothers me, though, that they're spending the entire day. They don't get. I wonder why they can't do some split shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's. Yeah, I don't know why either. But thanks be to God, there are people like Tom out there, and there are a lot of other people like that as well.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening right now, if you take time out of your holiday on Thanksgiving, Christmas, anytime in between, anytime around those holidays, and you reach out and meet the needs of others, thank you for doing that. Because I remember, Debbie, at the start of my radio career, I always had to work holidays, We were low man on the totem pole, when you were the new ones, the young and new employees.
Right.
So I actually had listeners bring me plates of food, and I was so touched by that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it makes a huge difference when people do what Tom is going to do.
Yeah, that is wonderful, Tom. Boy, that shows your heart how much you love people. That is amazing. Beautiful. If you want to join us, tell us your Thanksgiving plans with family, friends, in the community like Tom is doing. Help us out here with this conversation. All you got to do is dial and speak to Matt, 833-288-3986. Or don't forget to email us, take2@ewtn.com. Or you can comment on YouTube or Facebook. We're waving to you. And we want to hear your holiday plans. Right, Jerry?
We do, and we have some social media that we will get to when we come back, and many other calls as well. Lori and Clara and Vicky. So please, if you're one of those I mentioned on the line, don't go anywhere. Other calls are coming in right now. Matt Gabensky screening calls. Jeff Burson on the controls. Rich Jesse is the producer of Take Two.
Oh, 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 oh.
We just love it when we have full phone lines here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It means you care. You're part of the Take Two family. And by the way, we say this each and every time we do this these live broadcasts, which is pretty much 5 days a week all year long, pretty much, except for holidays. Jerry and I, we love growing the family. We're real big about that. And so we have new listeners each and every day because we're always promoting this platform, this show, so that you could call in. And so you do not have to be Catholic to call in. Okay. If you're listening, you're part of the Take Two family. We consider you part of the family. So call in 833-288-3986.
Okay. As promised, we have a quick social media comment and then back to your calls. Betty is watching on Facebook today. Hello, Betty, and all of you, you can comment there. Our original family of 10 children get together at Thanksgiving since the early 2000s. We rent our home church basement and all who can attend do, and this year there have been 99 of us signing up to be there. Everyone brings their dishes, and before we eat, we continue with praying the daily family rosary we grew up with before dinner. Gratitude for the time to spend catching up and being able to do this again this year. God bless everyone involved with your beautiful program. Thank you. I listen every day, and to all the EWTN family. Thank you, okay. Betty, so much.
Where is that? Where is Betty? Where did she say where she lives?
It does not say on
it
there.
It doesn't? No. 99? Jerry, we could sneak in. They wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, right. They might recognize the voices.
We'll just stay really quiet and sit in the back and just eat and pray.
Well, Betty's watching on Facebook, though, so she sees the video. She knows what we look like.
There you go. Betty, invite
Thank
us.
You,
we'll
Betty.
Just sneak in. We'll even wear wigs and stuff. We'll do whatever you want. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would
we
be.
Just
that
showed
sounds
up.
Like a great gathering. Almost 100 of them, and probably will go over 100 by Thanksgiving.
That's true. That's true. Okay, we're going to Lori. Lori is up next in Erie, Michigan, listening so patiently. And hi, Lori. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you very much. And Thanksgiving blessings to all of you out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to comment how important family was to me. And upon listening to the other listeners, my heart was touched. And also, there was a comment of the importance of prayer. And I have taken it upon myself to start praying the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock. And I feel how powerful it is when everyone's united in prayer. And I guess this Thanksgiving, my family's a little estranged, and both my parents are ailing, and I've been sick myself. And so my wish and my hope would be that they would know how deep in my heart that I love them, and that I'd do anything to be able to spend Thanksgiving with them. I owe my Catholic faith actually to my parents, because I was raised Catholic, and I then took what I had learned from my own parents and I passed it on to my son and provided the same Catholic education to him. Unfortunately, he did pass away back in 2017, and that is something that I think all parents and anyone who's ever lost a child knows the pain in their heart, but my faith keeps me going, and like I said, I owe it all to my parents, because they instilled the values that I have today in me.
Wow. Lori, thanks for calling. And you know what you're describing is really kind of like the way it ought to be, quite frankly. Parents having deep faith, thanks be to God your parents did. We're sorry that they're ailing. They will be in our prayers, as will you. You mentioned you've been having some health issues as well. Thanksgiving, Eucharist means Thanksgiving. So every time we go to Mass, we're giving thanks to God for all of the gifts that we have, especially the gift of His Son, Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again done for our salvation and gave himself to us in the Eucharist. So, yeah, thanks be to God that you did, and you've passed that on to your son. You mentioned we're so sorry for your loss of his passing. If you're a regular listener of the show, you know that we keep a prayer book with the names of living and deceased, and only if you're comfortable giving us his first name, we'll put his name in there. If not, I mean, we'll put him in there anyway, and you and your whole family. But we would be happy to put your son by name in the prayer book, Lori, if you'd like that.
Yes, that would be absolutely wonderful. It touches my heart. His name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Okay.
And there was no greater love than I had was being a mother. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my faith actually restores me to know that there's life after death, and mm-hmm. I believe in heaven.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And Lori, that never changes. You're always Brian's mom, always.
Yeah.
You know, and so that never changes. And, you know, you said something so powerful. You said that you really want, you know, the estranged family to come together. And I don't know if they're in Michigan or they're in other states or they're spread out across the country. But, you know, if it's not possible for this year, what I have always done, and I've leaned on this because I have such a strong devotion to the angels, especially the guardian angels, right? And it is so important to ask our guardian angels to connect with our loved ones' guardian angels. So it keeps that connection going, and it keeps that love strong. And and Lori, it's obvious you've been through great loss with Brian's passing, right? So you appreciate relationships that are in the here and now. And I pray for that your family members realize that. And they come around and they you know, mend those, whatever brokenness is in the family, and you guys become whole again as a family, because that is important. And I'm going to pray that for you, Lori, because you can hear it in your heart. You want that badly.
Yes, I do. And it's in my heart and in my soul. And mm-hmm. I just want my parents to know how much they mean to me. And sometimes I think we all get a little busy, and life kind of passes us by, but we never know what tomorrow brings. And I think that, like as I said, my parents are ailing too, and I've been sickly. And I know the importance of time, you know, the time we have left here on Earth. And I just want them to know the love in my heart.
Yeah, well, that love is obvious, Lori, and likewise, you gave us Brian's name. If you're comfortable giving us your parents' names, we'll happily put them by name in the prayer book as well. Because one of the beautiful things about this, it's not just Debbie and me praying for these intentions and individuals. It's the entire Take Two family around the world. So you know that prayers are going up really 24/7 each and every day. So if you want to give us your parents' names too, we'll happily put them in the book.
Yes, I would love to. Joyce and Larry, my mom and dad.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're wonderful people.
And I do believe, yes, they are. And I do believe that prayer is powerful. And I believe, as you mentioned, guardian angels. I've always had this thing about guardian angels, and I've kind of thought of my son being a guardian angel to me, actually. That's, you know, because yeah. He was my only child, and I raised myself, and I was such a devoted mother, and I think he knew every single day how much I loved him, and the love's never ending, and he'll always be in my heart and in my soul.
Absolutely. Can I make a little suggestion, Lori, only because I'm a life coach and so is Jerry, just so that it reinforces in you that this goes on. Eternity is forever, right? And our lives begin after we leave this place called Earth, right? And our lives begin. You, instead of past tense, when you said, I loved him, you do love him. It's still there. He's alive in Christ, right? He was baptized. Was he baptized Catholic, Lori?
Yes, he was. And like I said, I passed on that Catholic education.
Right.
My faith because of what I learned from my parents.
So there's only a sheer veil separating you and Brian, Lori. That's all it is. That's all it is. And when we remember that, the love comes alive again. It's not past tense. It is there. It will be there. It'll always be there. Amen?
Amen. I never looked at it that way, and I think that's very insightful. And I didn't realize I was using a past tense because, you know, the present is now and today, and love never ends.
That's right.
It'll always have a place in my heart.
That's right. You are a great mom. You are a great mom. And I pray right now that God is allowing Brian to hear this and he's putting a smile on his face. And that's how life goes on. It is so beautiful. Lori, you are a precious soul. And we've got everybody in the book and we'll be praying for you. Keep us posted on how it's going with your health, okay?
Oh, I will. And thank you so much. And as I said before, blessings to everyone out there listening. And I hope they make Thanksgiving what it should be too in their hearts, and to know that life is short and that we have to live each day as it's our last almost here on earth. And, you know, it's just love is powerful, and so is prayer.
Amen. Amen, Lori. Thank you for the inspiration and the wisdom and the love that you shared on the show today. We appreciate that very much. Lots of prayers with you. Blessed Thanksgiving. Take two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. A lot more of you to get to, and that would mean Clara next in Richland, Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Hi, Clara. Good to have you with us.
Hello. It's so nice to hear your voices, and I enjoy your program so much.
Thank you.
We're spending Thanksgiving here at our house, inviting the widow of our son. Our son died of COVID in September, and he always smoked a turkey, and we went to their house for Thanksgiving and brought our dishes that we to fill in the meal. And he had done this for years, and I kept asking him, now, shouldn't I take a turn? And he said, no, Mom, you've done it long enough. And so I want to make sure that his name is put in the book, in your book,
sure.
too. And he was just a wonderful son. My husband and I both tested positive for COVID after when he was still in the hospital, and my husband is just now getting back to normal. He was really, really sick, but we both had our shots, so I guess it's one of those breakthroughs. But I can relate to everything that Lori said. While both of my parents are deceased, they did give me a good Catholic education, and I passed that on to my kids, to our kids, and I love them all. And our son Michael was our oldest, and in 2012 we lost our oldest daughter to cancer. So we have two kids left. So we're just going to celebrate and thank God for having each other, and Michael's children will be here with their children, and just pray that we're all going to remain healthy, and pray for all the people who have lost family members in the recent drastic events, and I don't know what else we can do, but just pray.
Right. Well, yeah. Clara, there aren't words, sometimes it's difficult being a host of a show like this. Debbie will agree with this because, you know, you call in and you share what you just shared, and, you know, somehow we're supposed to have something to say, and there really are not words to, you know, capture the sadness that you all must have, and yet I'm hearing faith in your voice. And I just was asking myself the question as you were talking, you know, what would this life be like without faith? And I know, Clara, there are a lot of people who listen to this show who are not Christian, they're not Catholic, they're not people of faith, but they're searching, they're looking, God's grace is moving in their hearts. And I know that many people are going to be you know, taken by your phone call right now and the great faith that you have, you know, losing Michael, your oldest child. I'm so sorry about that. And your daughter in 2012. And the fact that you now, you know, you're going to just kind of come together as a family. You're hunkering down and you're saying, you know, what do we have all of these blessings to be thankful for? And so we will definitely add Michael to the book. And if you want to give us your daughter's name, anybody else's, Clara, we'll be happy to, you know, begin praying immediately. And we'll do so daily going forward.
My daughter's name was Kelly. And Michael's wife's name is Patty. And we just want to keep the family together and not let her know that her parents are gone now too, and she doesn't have very much family. We just want to keep her in our family.
We'll pray for that as well, Clara. And we can hear it, and we can hear it in your voice. We're going to pray for you as well, that you get strong through this and you're completely healed, because it sounds like you might be still a little bit struggling through the COVID. But you know, Clara, the same thing that we were talking earlier about, just being in that present moment and enjoying what is around you at that very moment, and realizing that this is part of a little glimpse of eternity. We will, and we are all together, and we were never separated. Okay, we're never separated. And that's the beauty of it. And the more we remind each other, the more we reinforce it, that we build confidence to keep going. Otherwise, it is so sad that sometimes it's hard to even look forward, right? So we really must practice that with one another, because, you know, let's face it, we're in a world right now where pretty much everybody is experiencing great loss. And it's hard. It's really hard. But we can do it together if we support one another. So we're going to support you in deep prayer. And hopefully your beautiful family will support all the Take Two family in prayer as well, Clara. But that's what we're going to be praying for. Is that okay with you?
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Clara. Many blessings and prayers. 833-288-3986 is the number. Just want to mention the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. Anna and Matt start your day with news and interviews from a Catholic perspective. Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow morning again, 6 a.m. Eastern time, here on many of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, Tina, hang on. We're going to get to Vicki. Vicki's in Dallas, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network, waiting so patiently. I think, Vicki, you got our Virtual Patience Award today. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to mention that I'm feeling like there's a lot of loss. Mm-hmm. You know, last Thanksgiving, we were coming out of the lockdown. We were joyful. And this year, I just sense a lot of depression. It makes me sad. I'm sorry. A single mom struggling with kids at home, depressed, having to cook meals, and people that lost relatives that are having a hard time keep going. So I'm just inviting everybody that's capable of cooking a meal. It doesn't have to be a Thanksgiving meal. Think of these moms and these kids and these people that are lonely and sad. And let's be grateful for each other and share some joyful, good food with them. That's my thought. I got a turkey in the oven today. It's early, but I already have a family that, single mom with two kids, a special needs child. And I know she won't be able to buy a turkey, so I'm giving it to her early. And she was grateful to hear there's still the families that need help. And so I'm just thinking, let's keep, like Mother Teresa Calcutta used to say, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open for whoever's hurting and reach out to them.
Yeah, for sure. Bless your heart, Vicki. You are going to... you're going to provide some relief and I'm sure hope for people that, you know, that you come in contact with. Thank you for taking that attitude of Mother Teresa, having your eyes open, always being on the lookout for those who are in need. Life is hard. Let's face it. Even in the most ideal circumstances, if you've got a Leave It to Beaver family, you know, with intact family and parents and kids and grandkids and extended family and all of that, life can still be hard. And then certain circumstances can make it more difficult. You mentioned single moms. And so we have to recognize we're not just a Christian family. We are a human family. God created every man, woman, and child. And we are our brother's keeper in a certain sense. So Vicki, you are putting that on full display. So I really applaud you for that. Debbie, what do you think?
I so agree. And what you said, Jerry, was so powerful. I feel the same way, Vicki. There's a lot of loss. We got to reach out there and grab another person's hand and make that phone call and just connect. We need connection. We are made for community. I agree with you. And I'm sensing that there is a lot of despair happening, and that is not good. And let's think about it, folks. Every time that happens, you just know that the demons are laughing. They love that. They want us to fall into despair. And we can't do that. We got to hold each other up as the body of Christ. Vicki, thank you so much for your beautiful call. You're a precious soul, and we appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Do we have time to get to Tina?
We do. Hopefully, Christopher after that, but we'll go to Tina next, who is in Ottawa, Ontario. Thank you for listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Tina.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to thank you for what you said to a caller a few callers ago about her son, you know, Brian, and then love still, it's not loved, it's love, because I just lost my husband. He just passed on Saturday. And, you know, people are calling you a widow and you're filling out papers and things like that. But, you know, in my mind, I'm still married to him spiritually now, but not physically, but in my mind, I'm still married to him, and I'll love him forever. And I'll love him every single day. So thank you for mentioning that, because it just, I needed that at that moment. Thank you.
Absolutely, Tina. Tina, let me share something with you. Jerry had typed over to me when I had shared that, and I wrote back to him that I felt the Holy Spirit was trying to get that message to those that had called today. So it was meant for you. It was meant for Lori, Brian's mom. You know what? And this is what this show does. Okay, we have asked the Holy Spirit to just make sure that whatever the Holy Spirit wants to touch, you know, everybody who's listening, make it happen. And that was for you. I believe it. I confirm that, and I affirm that, Tina. And you're right. You're right. And your love, it never ends. It is still there. It is still vibrant. Remember, you're just a veil away from your beautiful husband. Do you feel comfortable enough to give us his first name? We want to hold you and your entire family up in prayer during this most difficult time.
Oh, please do. His name is Christian. And, you know, I had the physician that was attending him call me this morning, just telling me that she will never forget us, because when she walked into the hospital room, she felt the love radiate from the room. Mm-hmm. She will never forget that feeling. And, you know, I never want to forget that feeling. So I want, you know, thank you. You gave me words for it to explain to others, you know, that, no, this is not the end of my marriage. You know, I still love my husband, and it's forever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Hold on to that. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. You got this.
They so try. Thank you very much.
I know. Do you know why? Because everybody wants to put the past in the past. Okay, let's move on. Let's go forward. You have to go forward. We know the bigger story, Tina. We know the bigger story. So hold on to that. That's what we have in Christ Jesus. The love never ends, never ever. It actually intensifies. It actually gets stronger, Tina.
Exactly. And, you know, they made us one, right? When we married, we were one. I mean, now I'm not half. He's still fully half part of me. And I'll never let that go. So thank you.
God bless you. Bless your heart, Tina. Many, many prayers for you, for Christian. We hope that you are surrounded by much love from other loved ones, family members, friends, as we enter into this this Thanksgiving and extended holiday season. Tina, God bless you. Thank you for calling and being part of the program today. We appreciate that very, very much. I don't know if we're going to get to Christopher or not. We've got literally about 30 seconds.
And Christopher is in Tucson, Arizona. Christopher, you could call back tomorrow. It's sort of like this similar topic. We're talking about how to make travel enjoyable during Thanksgiving and the holidays. So if you wanted to add the story of maybe what's happening for your Thanksgiving, even though it has to do with cooking, which I actually love. I love anything cooking. By the way, Betty, can I just say something? Betty, you responded back on YouTube with that Betty's the one who has the big celebrations of 99 plus. Betty's in Kansas, everyone. Betty's in Kansas. Okay. And so, and she invited us and she said, all are welcome. I think I was going to leave off all was welcome. I think I just was going to say we were invited, but then I had to tell the truth that she said, everybody's welcome.
Yeah. Christopher, Debbie mentioned tomorrow's program is how to make travel more enjoyable. But on Wednesday, our final live show before Thanksgiving, share your best cooking tips. Do you like to cook? And that's what your call is about, Christopher. So please, if you can wait 24 hours, 48 hours, we would welcome you. We'll even put you at the front of the line if you can call back tomorrow or on Wednesday.
I'll always remember it because it's Tucson, Arizona. I'm just in the Southeast Valley, just about an hour and a half from Tucson. So, Christopher, call back. Folks, this was a really wonderful Holy Spirit-driven broadcast. Could you feel it? We felt it.
Yeah.
We just love the Take Two family. Please call us tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for us.